Thursday, Parshas Vayechi, Shir Amud Vav.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're on Daf Hey Amud Beis. You're on Daf Hey Amud Beis, the bottom of the Amud, Amar Shmuel. We just finished speaking about the Sugya of Tana Rabbanon Ketzad B'Kesef. Over there, the Gemara introduced to us the concept of Amira. We haven't really been speaking much about Amira up until now. But this is really, the Tana Rabbanon is really a Tosefta from the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the first Tosefta, where it says, Ketzad B'Kesef, talks about Nasan Hu V'Amar Hu, what's the din? Anyone? Nasnahi V'Amrahi. Nasan Hu V'Amrahi. It depends. The first lishon of the Gemara, it's nasa kimisha nasni vamri, and it doesn't work. The second lishon of the Gemara, it's a suffix, or it depends on the gear suffix. It's suffix, and then it's cheshin midrabanan because suffix deraisa is really galakula, or maybe it's only a din gezera a koponim. That was that Gemara. Comes again Shmuel, says Shmuel Amar Shmuel bekidushin. Nosan lo kesef ishava kesef kesef o ishava kesef v'amar lo hareat mekudeshes hareat mureses hareat liintu. Now I want to give you a rule. Anytime it says a word in the Gemara and it says it in parentheses, usually that means not to read it. If it says it in brackets, it usually means yes to read it. So over here when it says hareat mekudeshes hareat mureses hareat li into, do not read the word li, because at the moment the Gemara is thinking these three all have one common denominator. What is it that none of when each one he doesn't say li? So therefore it's hare at li into. Still hare zu mikudeshes, they are married. Hare ni ishech, hare ni bailech, hare ni arusech, in kan beis mechush. But if he says hare ni ishech, now who's talking, the man or the woman? The man. Hareini bailech. Hareini arusech. Inkan beis mechush. Inkan beis mechush means there's garnished mit garnished. Nothing even to be choishesh for kedushin. What would we do if we were choishesh for kedushin?
Get me suffix.
Make him give a get me suffix. Not even that. Zero. Efes. Garnished. V'chein migerushin. No son love amr la re at mishuleches, hare at migureshes, hare at muteres lechol adam, hare zu migureshes. This is similar to the other, the case of Kedushin. By the case of Kedushin, what was the word that was the ambiguous part of the statement? He didn't say li. Also here, he doesn't say, he says migureshes, which wouldn't say li, which would say mimeni, right? Hare at mushleches mimeni. Akoponim still raise Mugureshes. But if he says Eini Ishech, Eini Bailech, Eini Arusach, Ein Kan Beis Mechush. What does that mean, Ein Kan Beis Mechush? Zero. Garnished mit garnished. If there would be a Beis Mechush, what would be the din?
You have
to give another get. Ein Kan Beis Mechush. Amalei Apopo Le'abaye. The Memra, the Savar Shmuel, Yadayim Shein Machichos, Havi Yadayim. Comes along, Rav Papa, and says, hold on a second. The Memra comes to say that Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheina Machichos Havi Yadayim. So let's talk about this cloud of Yadayim for a moment. So you should understand what's going on here in the Sugya. It's going to take us a little while. It's a major, major Sugya, the Sugya of Yadayim. Hold that question, okay? And we're saying as follows. What is a Yad? So the Mefarshim explain, a Yad is when a person says a half sentence. A half sentence is he doesn't finish a sentence. That's called a yad. A yad is like a handle. Is a handle. So the first one say a man says Hareya Mekudeshes, you are married. To who? So he didn't finish the sentence. He didn't tell us to whom. That's a yad. It's not classic yadus is not when he says something that's ambiguous. Ambiguous means I finished the sentence, but I just didn't say exactly what I mean. Right? If I would say, you are, to me, an important person. What does that mean? Is that a yad? No. Why not? Because I said the whole sentence. A yad is when I say half of a sentence. where is the sugya of Yadis? The sugya of Yadis is a sugya in Meseches Nidarim. The din is a person has to, when a person makes a neder, he asks, the neder is called a hafla'a. The Rambam brings a hilchos hafla'a. Hafla'a is when a person says something. A person has a koyach of dibor, it's just called a neder. Through his dibor, he can make something usr. That's a neder. So that is where the sugya of Yadis is. Now the Gemara there says, Yadis is not exclusive for nedarim. Yadis is also, for example, by hektish. Yadis is also by hektish. Why? Yadis is also by nazir. Why is Yadis by hektish and Yadis by nazir? Because what? These are all types of nedarim and nedavos. Hektish is a neder. Nazir is a neder. When the pasuk introduces nazir, it says ish kiyafli lindar neder nazir lahazir. Nazir is a form of neder. Therefore, hilchos nazir is brought in the Rambam in hilchos hafla, together with hilchos nedarim. Now, there's something interesting, which is the Gemara brings also yadis benegei to hefker. So where does the Rambam bring Hilchas Hefker? Guess, my friends. Where does the Rambam bring it? Hafla. The Rambam says, Hefker is mitam neder. What's the makar for the Rambam that Hefker is mitam neder? Because the Gemara says there's a yad for Hefker. Right? So what does that mean? It's obviously a type of neder. Here we get to our issue. Our issue is, when it comes to Kiddushin, there's a discussion of Yadois for Kiddushin. Does the Rambam bring Kiddushin in Hilchas Hafla? No, because it's not. So what's the pshat? We have a discussion of Yadois for Kiddushin. So let's break it down, my friends. We said two pshatim and why you need a dibor for Kiddushin. One pshat you need a dibor is to be mefaresh the maisa. We said that it's not really a din dibor. Asukim ba'isa inyan will be good enough because the ma'is has its own pirish. What happens if they're standing under the chuppah? He's wearing a very fancy suit and a white tie. She's wearing a white dress. And he gives her a ring. Do you need an amira according to these rishonim? No, because the ma'is has its own pirish. L'chor l'fizeh, it's like mamish mirapsin igri. Mirapsin igri means it like blows the roof off. Like what? Vasepis is a din yadais by kedushin. You don't even need. There's no real din dibor by kedushin. There's no din amira. We said if they're standing under the chuppah and everyone knows that they're getting mekudeshes.
That takes the place of
amira. Okay, but there's no din amira. So what's din yadais?
That takes the place. So if there's a yad, I'm taking the place of amira. It's good for that, or it's not
going to
take the place of
the Hektish. You don't have to say, I'm giving something to Hektish. If you go to the basement, you give something to
Amira. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hektish, you need an Amira.
If you give something over to a Kayan, you're not essentially saying this is Hektish?
You have to do it, needs an Amira. If you could, if Hektish is kind of something without it, but then you're not being Maktish it. Hektish needs an Amira. In order to be Maktish something, you have to say, it's Hafla. Needs a Dibor.
Why are you confining all Yadis?
Amirasa legavaya, kimirasa lehegdit. You need an Amira. What?
Why are you confining all Yadis to Nedarim? You say just anytime it's Amira, you can have Yadis.
Oh, so hold on a second. So first of all, we don't have a din Amira by Kedushin. According to these other Rishonim, there's no real din Amira. So, but according to the Rush that says there is a din Amira, it's a little bit better. The Rush we said says that Kiyikach says you have to be Oimer v'noisen koitzets. Oh, you have to be koitzets v'noisen. So over here also, you have to be Oimer v'noisen. So therefore, maybe it's a little better that there's a din yadis when there's a din amira. Even though it's not hafla, it's not the same. But it's also a din amira.
If you don't hold this din amira, then who cares yadis and yadis have?
Right, that's the question.
So who cares? It's not a real yad. It's just whatever it is. It is.
Right, that's my question. So why does the Gemara compare it to the sugya of yadis? It's nothing to do with the sugya of yadis. Why are you comparing it to nazir? Why are you comparing it to nadara? What do you say? Elias, you had a question before?
I was going to say that the kedushin and gerushin is two different, totally different mitzvahs. Because gerushin, I can't be talking about anybody else. I'm telling, like,
because we're going to get to that in a second.
We're comparing it because there's a steer with Shmuel.
Right? Why is it a stira mishmo? This is talking about nazir. Nazir is a din that has to do with nedarim. This is talking about kedushin. Maybe by kedushin it works, but by nazir it doesn't work. How could you compare them? One's a din dibur, the other one's not a din dibur. That's exactly it. That's the Gemara now compares it. Says the Gemara, the memra, that means to say, the savar shmul yadayim she'en mechichas havi yadayim. Where do we see that yadayim she'en mechichas havi yadayim? Where do we see it from? Where did Shmuel say it? By Mekudeshes or also by Megureshes? It's the same thing, isn't it? Both places he didn't say Li. Who said he didn't say Li? He didn't say Li. By Kedushin and by Gerushin. So is Lamemra Shmuel from Kedushin and from Gerushin?
You don't have to say Li by Megureshes.
So Rashi seems to say the Rai is only from Kedushin. Rashi says, "Have your dime." The Amar Lidei Kiddusha.
Because you don't have to say anything by.
Because it makes sense by Gerushin, you need a Li.
Why don't you need a Gerushin by Li?
It's obvious who you're talking to.
By Gerushin, there's no need for Li Lechayra, or maybe it's not. No, there's no need. But Lechayra, it's Yadayim Mochichos. I would say it that way. There's a need for Li because it's part of the Amira. But it's Yadayim Mochichos. Why? Because who else are you getting divorced from? Who's the only one she can get divorced from? Her husband.
Usually if a husband tells his wife she's divorced, it's kind of obvious.
Right. It's obvious, but you didn't say it, but it's Yadayim Mechichos. Our Gemara is saying there's something called Yadayim She'eno Mechichos. Says the Gemara, what's the case of Yadayim She'eno Mechichos? By Kedushin. Who am I marrying you to? Maybe me, maybe someone else. Could be. But by Gerushin, who is he divorcing her from? Clearly from her only husband.
So what about when you're doing a suin?
Correct. By Nisuin, maybe you don't have to do it. I don't know if there's an Amira by Nisuin at all. What? I don't know if there's an Amira by Nisuin.
What about someone that's just engaged, like not
Nisuin? Mishudachas. It's not Mochichos anymore. No? Maybe it is. Maybe I think they speak about Mishudachas. Yeah, it's a Sugya. I think Mishudachas is a sugya. What?
Someone else,
he's doing it. That's Kedushin.
Why Mishudachas say Oisik?
What?
We don't have to say B by B.
I don't give her a room. I'll say this is the first. He's
talking about.
Right.
What about Isaac Biscay? Why does that have to be
Shabbos?
But Shtar also.
Why? Because you're yourself. You assume that.
Also, like, if you be Isaac Ben Yon HaKadushin, why does that have to be Shaduchim? They were talking before then.
What is that?
That would be Yadayim Mochichas. If they were handling before it, Shaduchim or Kadushin, whatever. Isaac Ben Yon.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's put that. What'd you say? It's Sukkim by Sinyan. And
Achanami. That would be another.
And Achanami. It's Sukkim by Sinyan. You don't know any of it. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we see from here, Shmuel holds Yadayim She'en Mechichos L'Havi Yadayim. In fact, the Gemara, Ayva Hotnan Ha'omer Aho Ha'rezen Nazir. A man says, Aho! 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 And what does that mean? What is the literal translation of the word Aho?
Me too.
Eh-heh.
I will be.
I could be anything. What is aha? Aha, I raise that nazir. What does that mean, aha? The havinum of a duma aha betainis kamar. Maybe aha betainis. Amashmova, who shahaya nazir over lefanav? In a chanami. It's talking about a case where there was a nazir walking in front of him. And what does that mean? Now Rashi says, it doesn't mean aha, I will be a nazir. It means I will be like him. What's he? A nazir. They could also be a nazir. Says the Gemara, time of the nazir over the fun of halav achilah. It's only because the nazir over the fun of that we'd say it. If it wasn't nazir over the fun of, then we would not know what he's talking about. Ayet yadayim she'eno mechichos, and Shmuel holds yadayim she'eno mechichos. Have yadayim. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, achamayeskinan to amar li enachanami. Shmuel really holds yadayim she'eno mechichos. Loi have yadayim. So what's going on over here that Shmuel says if you don't say Li? The answer is Shmuel's talking about with you. Do say Li, and the whole thing was a mistake.
What does
Don't you have to say the time frame anyways?
No. Stam Nazir? Shloshim
Yayim. How can you compare this case to our case?
Right.
Our case is more of a
So Yoni's asking a question. Yoni's saying, I spoke about this question in the first Seder with Toivi, saying like this. In order for something to be a yad, it has to be like something in the ballpark. Right? What does aha mean? I could be. I could be anything. What does that mean? I could be. I will be. Well, I'm gonna be awake today. I'm gonna be stronger, I'm gonna be happier, I'm gonna be stark, I'm gonna be What is aha? I'm going to be in. But the Gemara doesn't even give that as an option. The Gemara only says two options. What are the two options?
Because it's specific lashonis.
Aha be. No, zero aha.
Tainus.
Tainus.
That's what people use.
Those days, I don't know, I guess.
I think the pshat is as follows. I will be stronger. Does that have any impact? I will be smarter. I will be starker.
Good for you.
We need something that is going to create a chalois. What's going to create a chalois? There's only two things. Aha. Tainus. Aha benazir. And I want to be mitzif one thing. L'choira. Maybe we'll talk about it more next week. Aha benazir. Where is the chalois chal? No, not when. Where? Where is the chalois?
On himself.
He becomes a nazir. In other words, there's a change in me. I became a nazir. Aha betainus. Does he become a tainus dicker? Does he become a misane? Does he become anything?
Yeah.
It doesn't change him. He's a faster. There's such a thing as a faster. It's not a faster. There's such a thing as a faster.
Someone is in a state of fast.
Because it's a person in a state of fast. It doesn't change him. There's no such thing as being a faster.
Nazir also. He doesn't cut his hair.
No, Nazir is chal on him. A chaloy shem Nazir. There's a kohen. There's a Levi. There's a Nazir. Nazir is chal on the person. You have a title. You have a name. So when he says, Aha, I will be, what does it sound like?
Nazir.
I'll be a Nazir. Can it be I will be betainus? Yes, it could be. A person says, Arev Mekudeshes. What does it sound like? To me. Right? Could it be to someone else? Could be. That's the Gemara Sugya of Yadayim She'enam Achichos. But if you're asking me if I wanted to take this, like, what's the mashmois? What does it sound like? It sounds like a hub and nazir, a head nazir.
How can it be any nether?
Because no other nether is chal on the person. What is it?
That makes him a specific type of thing. He could be promising to give something.
That's not on me.
No, I will be.
I will be. What are you being?
This guy. And if this guy is.
No. We didn't know there was a guy there. There's no guy. A person walks into Bezdin and goes, aha! Yay. What? I'm going to be stronger. Yay. What are you saying? I'm going to be smarter. What are you saying? Aha! It's like lahavdil, buha. It's like, what are you saying? What is that? Aha! He doesn't have time. My point is, he doesn't have enough time. He's busy. Aha! Well, there's nothing else. Aha benazir, aha betainus. And it's more mashma, aha nazir, because that's changing the gavra. What? That's not. What is that? What? Yay! Go ahead. Do your tshuva and leave us alone. What are you telling us? What are you saying? What are you saying to us, though? It's not chal anything. There's no chalois. I'll be stronger. I'll be smarter. I'll be happier. I'll be all these things. It's very nice, but you're trying to shop something. So the only two chalois in that you're shopping it yourself. Rabbi Nazir of Tainus. Al Koponim says the Gemara. Hachem Ha'eskin and Deloy Amar Li. Ihachi, Michael Mashmalon. Then what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara. Hani Lishne Basroi Kamashmalon. Enochanami. There's not no Chiddush in the Lishne Kama. Arim Kadesh is Lee, Arim Rest is Lee, Arim Lee, and two. Of course those all work. What's the Chiddush? In the case when he says, Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bailech, Hareini Arusech, Enkan Beis Mechash. That's the Chiddush. Malishna Basroi Komashmon. Hachiksiv ki yikach veloi sheyakiach es atzmoi. Hachiksiv shilcho veloi sheyishlach es atzmoi. Two dots. Rabbi Isai. What do we learn from the words ki yikach? Rashi said before, ki yikach velo ki silokach. The Rajva said, ki yikach veloi sakiach es atzmo. The Gemara is saying, ki yikach veloi sheyakiach es atzmoi. What are we learning from ki yikach? How many things can we learn from ki yikach? What? Oh, says Gabriel, we're only learning one thing, really. The way to do it is like this. Anything else doesn't work. What about like that? That's not ki'ikach. What about that? That's not ki'ikach. What about that? That's also not ki'ikach. You can make any different deviation from ki'ikach that you want. The drasha is ki'ikach and nothing else. So therefore, we're saying over here, what's the drasha? Ki'ikach lo shi'akiach es atzmai. What's the difference? Ki'ikach lo shi'akiach es atzmai v'ikach lo silokach. So,
in this case, he's still taking.
In this case, he's still taking. But what's he taking? He's taking himself. Explain to you as follows. Lahavdil. Here's the man and here's the woman. Equal rights. Okay? What has to happen when they get married?
She takes her rights. Let's take
that down. Watch, this is important. This is what has to happen. That. This is the woman. Or let me say that better. It's not what has to happen. Sorry. This is what has to happen. Okay? I will show you what would not work. What about if this would happen? Why not? Silokach. Silokach. Right. What happens if she does this? Sakiach. Right? She's taking him over him. She's saying, you're the boss, you wear the pants, applesauce, and I'm just going to be underneath you. It's still a problem, because she did it. Right? Let's start over here. What about this? No. That is way, way wrong. Right? That, what would be that? If she would say... What would be a case of that? What? Hare atam mekudesh, or maybe different. Hare... Ani Bailech. Ani, something like that. That's like way, way wrong, right? So there's all different variations of things that can happen. What you need is the man to go to the woman and to bring her under him. Right? That's what you have to do. The Maisa, the Minig is, by the Chuppah, that the Chassan goes out to bring the Kala in. He's bringing her into his house. He's Ki'ilu, he's taking her. Right? He's taking her. That's what has to happen. So we can have different types of cases when that's not going to be not happening. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Vos shteitin Rashi. Says Rashi, B'kiddushin nasan lo. Mishum dekaboy lememar sefer begerishin nasan lo. Nokat ki hai lishna. Rashi says there's a problem with the Lashon here. The Lashon of Rav Shmuel is problematic. Rashi says, you know why he does it? Rashi's bavoning a question. Why does Shmuel say this? Because of the Seifa. In other words, I got no problem with the Seifa. My whole problem is with the Reisha. Something wrong with what Shmuel said. What's bothering Rashi? Rashi says, Shmuel's Lashon, eh. He says, because of that, therefore, I have to say he only said it because of the Seifa. Three pshatim in the Achroinim. The first pshat is the Marashal. The Marashal says what's bothering Rashi is Kiddushin. Hello, we're learning Maseches Kiddushin. Of course, B'Kiddushin. We know that. We're talking about Kiddushin. Every time an Amira says something, he has to say, B'Kiddushin. No, we're talking about Kiddushin. Why is it B'Kiddushin? Says Rashi, because over here we're about to switch over to Gerushin. So before we switch to Gerushin, we mentioned to B'Kiddushin. That's what the Marashal says. And he doesn't have the Gersa in Rashi. It doesn't.
Are we quoting Shmuel? Isn't that the word Shmuel used?
What?
The We say Amar Shmuel Begirushin Kitzer.
Right. That's a question on Shmuel. The question on Shmuel. Why is he doing that?
According to
the
member somewhere else.
Well, obviously, Shmuel was talking about Kiddushin. We're assuming Shmuel was talking about Kiddushin.
We have to quote the member accurately. That's the words he used.
And this is a question on Shmuel. Rashi's Bavarian question on Shmuel.
He said the member again. We're just quoting it over here.
Kani read that he didn't. He said it over here. Yeah. That's what the Ran says. Our problem is with the word Kiddushin. That's Ms. Yosef says, no. The problem is, what does it say, Vinosan? What does it say? Gemara says, Keitzad, Bekidushin, Nosan lo kesef ishava kesef. Why does it say Nosan? What's the problem with the word Nosan? It says that's Ms. Yosef, because you don't always give the Kedushin, the kesef. You can be Mekadisha with Rekoid lefanai. What's Rekoid lefanai? Dance in front of me. I'm not giving it to you.
You're not giving enough.
So the Chayra, it's a very subtle problem. Says Daniel, the Chayra, you're giving, it says, Nasa la kesef, I shava kesef. How do I give shava kesef? Either in a physical form, or I'm giving you pleasure. That's also giving. It's Nasan, shava kesef. It's such a problem. It's Nasan, shava kesef.
Maybe that's the
Grand
Tisis.
What?
That would be the
Tisis
and
the
Rajba, let's say.
The what?
If Nasan he would be Nasan who or not.
Oh, it might depend on that also. Yeah, yeah.
We're contrasting right. To get them where there good. Needs to be a real Nesina.
Yeah, but why? What's the problem? What are you bothered by? Why does it say Nasan? It's a form of Nesina. It's a form of giving.
It's not necessary, though. Huh? Dancing is part of the Kedushin. Nesina is not part of the Kedushin.
Yes.
Wait, sure it is. Nasan, look. It's Kesef. Kain said Bekedushin.
Yeah, but you don't have to give it to her. You could be like, come into my house and take some kesef, and I'll do a good kedushin.
Right, tli kedushech me'al gavei karka.
So that doesn't. I don't think that's his problem. That's not the. I hear your kasha. Toiv is asking a different question. It doesn't have to be a mice and a sina. It has to be just give, right? So first of all, you have to know if that taka works. Lasha the Rambam is yitain davar biyada isha. It sounds like you have to give, or maybe it doesn't mean that because you see the record lefanai works, but. It doesn't bother, but that's not the Atzmus Yosef's kash. Kash is Shava Kesef. It's also not like the strongest problem at all. But the Maisa, it's the way that there's a Lashon in Rashi that's Mashma that way. If you look at Rashi, there's in the brackets, Rashi says, Nokat Kihai Lishna Nosan. Right? If you are Goris, the parentheses, so then it's Mashma Taka like the Atzmus Yosef. The Pnei Yeshua has a third Pshat. And Yeshua's pshat is, the problem is, why are you talking about kesef? What? This isn't just a discussion on kesef. You could be mekudeshes in three ways. What are the three ways? Kesef shtarmiya. So, bekidushin, amar lo. We have to say, nasan la kesef, shava kesef. Why are we talking about kesef? Why is this a kesef discussion? What? Why are we talking about kesef? So, but why is Shmuel mentioning this in kesef conversation? Why is this in kesef conversation? Yaakov, I'm gonna get back to you in a second, okay? So, is that true that kesef only has an amira? We're gonna get back to that also. This is all in the same discussion. Okay. Zokt Rav Yehuda Dvir. His sefer is called Beis Lachem Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Dvir asks a question, and he says, why didn't Rashi bring this up in the last sugya? Tana Rabbanon, Keitzad B'Kesef, Nasan LaKesef, Oshava Kesef Amrla. Why didn't you discuss it over there? Whatever your problem is down here, should have already been a problem up there. And over there, it's an even bigger question, because over there we're talking about what? Who said it? Whose author? It's a Tosefta. Tosefta is from the Tanoim. Over here is Shmuel, it's from the Amoraim.
What's the problem? It's a Kitzat Kesef.
Why is it Kesef? What does it do with Kesef?
What is it Kitzat Kesef?
That's good for the question. Why is it Kitzat Kesef?
That's why it says Kitzat Kesef.
Right, okay. Whatever the question is down here, let's go through the three questions. Let's do it. If the question was like the Marshal, it's not Shver. How did Marshal learn what Rashi is addressing down here? The word Kiddushin. Okay, it doesn't say the word Kiddushin up there. Marshal is in the clear. But if you learn like the Atzmus Yosef, the problem is why does it say Nosan? By Shava Kesef, you don't need a Nosan. It's the same Kash up there. Ketzad B'Kesef, Nosan L'Kesef, Shava Kesef. Why does it say Nosan? Shava Kesef doesn't need an Asina. So the Chayyur Rashi should have addressed it on the Tosefta. And according to the Pnei Yeshua also, the Gemara was saying, Vasev is Kesef. So ask the question up there. Vasev is Keves. Why is the Sugya of an Amira a Kesef Digga Sugya?
It's not. When we're talking about Kesef, we're going to explain everything that's needed to do full Kesef Kedusha.
Is that needed also for Shtar and Bia?
Yes.
So why are you making a Kesef discussion?
When we mention Shtar, we'll say that you also have to say.
But we don't. If you look in the Tosefta, Toivi, it's a nice thought. But if you look in the Tosefta says this only on Kesef. Ketzad b'Kesef, Ketzad b'Shtar, Ketzad b'Biya. It only mentions the Amir over here. Only mentions the discussion.
It's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, but why is it Ketzad b'Kesef? So you should just say.
This is the first time we're saying how to do it.
But it sounds like this is an exclusive din to Kesef. So it sounds like. Because it's saying this idea only by Kesef. We really asked this question last sugya. We asked the question of... Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro asked the question.
Well, Amira really is only the biggest factor by Kesef.
Maybe Amira, Takas, has something only to do with Kesef. Maybe. Ken Zayn, I want to ask you another question. This is a Gishmak Akasha. What's the din in the case of the Asukim Ba'isa Inyan? And he gives her a ring. Are they mekudeshes?
Yes.
What happens if they're asukim ba'isa inyan, and she says, what does she say? Hareini mekudeshes lecha, hareini meureses lecha, hareini lecha leintu. Are they still married?
Did he give her something?
He gave her the, they're a sukin by Sainyan. She says Hareinu Mekudesh is Lecha, and he gives her the ring. Depends on what? We said yesterday, maybe it might depend on how you...
She got kaida.
Yeah.
Same achlekes.
He already said
but he's saying something.
They was still
but maybe what she's saying is going to be Megareya. Because the anti-feminist movement, whatever the pshat is. Yeah. I'm going to ask you the same question. You ready? They're a sukin by Sainyan. And he gives her a ring, and he says, "Hareini bailech." What about that? Hareini arusech. Asukim b'isinya. Same thing. So listen to this. Take a look at the Tosis Rihazokin. Says the Tosis Rihazokin. On the previous sugya of Nosanhu va'amrahi. Umistavra, I don't know if you're going to be able to find this. In my Gemara, it's the tap line in the Tosis Riyazakin. Umistavra, you got it? Davka hecha she'enu medabri imalis ki kedusheha. Shu tzorach loy mareh mukadachisli. The varasha kesef nosin labetoris kedushin. Vohovu tzorach ledaber im hi dibra mashe mutal alav. Shu lalakech avisveika. Aval im hayim medabri imalis ki kedusheha. She'enu tzorach ledaber ela tekef shenosin lakesef mukadachis. Vadai harei oisakom mashe mutal alav asois. Vavav pishim medaris mashe'enu mutal alav ein hezik bazeh. Says the Tosis Riyazakin. In the case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, if it's Asukim Isa Inyan, Mikudeshes. Now we get down to our sugya. What about there Asukim Isa Inyan and he says Hareini Ishech Hareini Bailech? Says the Tosis Riyazakin, the bottom of the Yomid. The very bottom of the Yomid. Ikamanda Omar Dafka She'enu Medabi Ima Aliske Kedusheha. Aval medaber ima aliske kedusha kedusha kedushin to loy gara mishasak. Does that sound familiar? Same thing as they said before. Sounds like loy gara mishasak. If you could do without speaking, so be also. Umistavra says the Tosis Riyazakin, and I hold demigra gora. He messed it up. Sheilu shasak haya moving shas gezek kedusha knoisa. You would have kept quiet, it would have been fine, but you said something that's not good. You said not good, you messed it up. There's a steer in the Tosis Riyazakin. I don't get it. Before he said, if it's a sukkum by Sainyan, no problem. She can say whatever she wants. We don't care. It doesn't mess anything up.
I was saying she can't be garret his kicha.
he did everything right. For him doing kiyika, he did everything right. Here, he went and messed up what he was doing. He can mess up himself.
Hold on. Why, when she does an amir, is it no good?
What? You don't care what she says.
Why, when she does an amir, is it no good?
But it's clear what they're doing.
Why, when she does an amir, is it no good?
Because it's still clear what they're doing.
Hold on, let's see.
He's doing a great kika. He's doing everything
for me. So why, when she does an amir, is it no good? In the regular case, before, nasan hu varmahi, why is it no good?
No, it's just he doesn't
know.
Because the pasuk says, ki yikach hanat. Why is it no good down here? Because the pasuk says, ki yikach. So they're both from skikach. So why one of them... The both of them, if it goes that way, it's going to mess up the kiyikach. Over there on top, says the Tazria Zaken, do whatever you want. I don't care. Down here on the bottom, if he does it, even though you already have an asukim, it passes. So I want to explain. This is really what Yossi is saying. I believe I want to explain this, fellas. On the top, it's not that she's creating a poison in the kiyikach. It's just we don't have enough of his kicha. What happens if there's a sukim ba'isa inyin? Did he do enough kicha? He did enough kicha. So the fact that she's also doing a kicha, his kicha is enough. Again, we have to be, we're not in the anti-feminist movement here. Because if the anti-feminist movement, she's poison. But we're saying, there's not enough kicha. He has to do the kicha. If she does it, he didn't do it. What happens if he did it and she did it? He did it. But on the bottom, when he's saying to her, Hareini Ishech, what he's doing is, he's not doing a kicha. Because he's taking himself to her. So if I'm saying we're doing this, then if I would have kept my mouth shut, then what would he have assumed we're doing? We're doing this. But now I said explicitly, hey, we're doing this. So now, he messed it up. He changed what we're doing. But when she says, what does she say? I will be your wife. Is she changing what's happening?
No.
And he's doing enough of a kicha by himself. Elamai, we thought, if we don't have an amira, so we need her amira, so then he's not doing a kicha, but we have his amira. Because the sukkah by saying, so we have enough. Elamai, she's also saying, so what? So we found a difference between the two sugyas, an important difference between the two sugyas. In the previous sugya, the problem was it's lacking in a kicha. This sugya, it's not a problem lacking in a kicha. This sugya, the problem is you're changing the kicha. You're making the kicha wrong. You hear what I'm saying? So I'd like to suggest this follows what I'm saying. I'd like to suggest. In the previous sugya, it's taka only kesef. In our sugya, it includes shtar and bia also. In the previous sugya, it's taka only kesef. It's a different thing. In the previous sugya, the problem is that we're lacking in kicha. In our sugya, the problem is you messed up your kicha. You're not lacking in kicha, you messed up your kicha. That would be true even by shtar and bia. I'll explain to you what I mean. Why do we say you need an amira when it comes to kedushin? Either to be mefarish the maisa, or it's part of it. We said like a person is when a person buys something, he's koytzei tzvinoisein damim. Now, koytzei tzvinoisein damim. What does that sound like? When do you need an amira? Only when you're noisein damim. What happens if there's no damim? Do you need an amira? Not really. It might mean that you need an amira to be mefarish the maisa, but mitzad, the maisa kicha. Does the maisa kicha of bia include an amira? Is that part of bia? Amira part of bia? No. Is amira part of shtar? No. Is amira part of kesef? Yes. Koytzei tzvinoisein damim. You have to speak about it and give the money. So therefore, the fact that the amira is part of the kicha is only true by kesef, not by shtar and bia. Now shtar and bia, you might have to tell me what you're doing in order for me to know what's going on over here, right? Because maybe this is a bias nus. I have to tell you later this is a bias ishus, but it's not a chelik of the maisa kicha. So therefore, in the first case, when the Brisa said Ketzad beKesef, this that the Isha does the Amira is going to bother us. That's only true by Kesef. Because only by Kesef is the Amira part of the Kicha. And we're saying you didn't do the whole Kicha. By Shtar, won't bother us. Because you're not changing the nature of the Kicha. She's just the one telling us. So she could tell us. But in Shmuel, where Shmuel is saying, what's happening is here, you are creating distortion of Ishus. It's a distortion of Ishus, because Ishus is, this is not Ishus. Ishus is this. You didn't do this. So then it's going to be true by Shtar and B also. The wrong Amira by Shtar and B is also going to mess up. I'm suggesting halacha lemaisa nasna nasan hu va'amrahi by shtar and by bia mikudeshes nasan hu va'amrahi shtar and bia mikudeshes. It's not such a big deal because it's no nasan. There's no everything's brought down in the context of kesef. What?
In the shtar.
If she says it, it's fine.
No, if she gives him a shtar that says...
No, she gives him the shtar.
She gives him a shtar that says...
I'm talking about a case of Nasan Hu Va'amrahi. Is that called he did the Kicha?
He gives her a shtar with the Amir of that shot for her.
What do you mean Amir shot for her?
In the shtar it says Harei.
Oh, that might be a problem. What?
It's not Sanhu.
She's taking it as a Kedusha.
I don't know.
She's doing the scene.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or Amiri. Amiri is different.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. Azoy Dach Sachmir. I think that this is perhaps a very big revach in the Sugya. There's another big Nakuda here in the Sugya is as follows. Does Shtar Taka have an Amira? Is there such a thing as an Amira by Shtar? Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta doesn't mention Mira. By Bia does. Rashi on the Rif does say Amira. We spoke about maybe it's a Stira, maybe that there is some sort of Din Amira, not another Din Amira. Akoponim. It sure sounds like from the Gemara that there's a Din Amira by Shtar. What does it say? V'chein begirshin, nosan lo ve'amar lo, harei ha-mushlachas. Nosan lo ve'amar lo. But the Rambam says there's no din dibur by get. So what does it mean, nosan lo ve'amar lo? You have to say, says the Rishonim, the Ran and others, amar lo really means?
Reading the get.
Kosav lo. Amar lo means kosav.
Why can we say it's the same with the Duro thing?
The what?
Simply said before, it's Megareah.
So maybe it's Megareah, because being there's no din diaraisa for Amira Bechlal, it can't be Megareah. And even if you say it's Megareah Midrabanon, it says the base Lachem Yehuda, but you can't say Ein Kan base Mechush. If you're saying that you don't need an Amira, so why does it say for Amar? So Bem is Daniel really shtelled on this. The Chor de Pshat's like this. Why would Shtar not need an Amira? Is the Pshat Shtar doesn't need an Amira? Or is the pshat, the Amir is in the shtar. The shtar zoktach alein. The shtar is saying it for you. It's not the pshat that shtar doesn't need an Amir. The Amir licked in the shtar. So when it says, v'chein begerishin, nosan of v'omar lo, it means, I said to her through the shtar. I spoke to her in the shtar. Let's make this. The shayla is, that Reb David Pavarsky is medayik, that Rashi seems to say, by kedushin, Shtar does need an Amira. By Gerishin, Shtar does not need an Amira. V'kana ben Shoyal. What's the difference? They're both Shtaras. By Kedushin, Shtar does need an Amira. By Gerishin, the Shtar does not. What's the Pshat in that? Bez Hashem will continue with that. And the Sugya of Yodais, which is a very big Sugya, we'll do that hopefully Bez Hashem on Sunday. But we need to do a lot of this. This is a real Sugya here the next few days. So the Oilers should try to be on top of their toes. Be on top of their toes. I'd like to share with you a vort on this week's parasha.
Who said that? Kedushin Zemira?
The Rabdov Pavarsky's Medaik and Rambam. One of the classics. You ready for one of the classics, Rabbi Schweitzer? Reuven calls me and he's like, did you say it this week? Like, this is one of the... He's going to call me tonight on the Zither. Beginning this week's parasha, the Pasuk tells us, we've already been through a very emotional reunion, and he's already spent some time, Yaakov in Mitzrayim. Menashe v'Ephraim. And v'ato shnei vanecha hanoyledim lecha b'eretz Mitzrayim ad b'elecha Mitzrayim alihem Ephraim u'Menashe k'ruvim v'shimon yuli. He gives a bracha, a famous bracha of Ephraim u'Menashe k'ruvim v'shimon yuli. Then the pasuk says v'yar Yisrael's b'nei Yosef v'yomer mi ela. He sees Yosef's two children and says, who are these? Strange question. What do you mean? He knows he has a friend. I'm just talking about them. Who are these two guys? Yomisef El Aviv. Bonaihim. Ashenosan Li Elokim Bazeh, Bayomer, Kochim no Eliva Vorachim. Bring them to me, I want to give them a bracha. You already gave them a bracha. You already said it. Ephraim and Ash Kiruvim Mishimon Yuli. What's going on? What is this? So the Rashi says, different thing. But I saw on the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, he says the following pshat. He says, Yaakov, whenever Ephraim and Asher came over, they always came over and they always were dressed respectfully, with, you know, they dressed properly, like a Yid. But what happened over here was that they came and sent a message to Yosef that Yaakov is sick and he's going to die. So Yaakov had to rush his children to bring them to Yaakov. So he got them out of school quickly. He got them released from school, and he brought them. Now in school, they dressed as like the Goyim, the Egyptians. And he brought them to Yaakov. Yaakov says, "Who's that?" He goes, "Oh, those are my kids. They dress like that. I have to give them a bracha." Kochem no alai v'avarachem. It's one thing, you know, some people, they have their uniform, the way they dress, and then they have the way they have their other dress. That's my other way of dressing. You know, you could always tell on Purim where a person's mind is. What does he wear on Purim? That's where I really want to dress. This is what I think is cool. This is what I think is fun. It depends on what the costume is, but he's a Mordi Gezach. Pasuk says Yisachar is similar to a chamar. Yisachar chamar gorim. What's a chamar? So Chazal tell us a donkey sleeps wearing its packages. Donkey, you don't have to take, you never take it off. You can sleep wearing its packages. A ben toira sleeps like a ben toira. He walks in the street like a ben toira. He eats ben toira. Everything he does, there's no such thing as like now I'm not, you know, I'm on my own. Nah, you know, that's for yeshiva, it's not for yeshiva. When I was a bachur in yeshiva, I didn't play much basketball. Mamash didn't. I hurt my ankle when I did, but Rav Meir Stern said to me, I'll give you etza. Play basketball in your white shirt and your dress pants. And I did. It took a lot of the geschmack out of the basketball, but it also made you feel like you're a ben toira on the basketball court. I was a mentor in the basketball court. You don't all of a sudden become some, you know, African American, stick your tongue out and start doing all these different type of motions and dances and different things and start like giving people attitude because that's the way we do on the basketball court. You start giving people beef and you start becoming all this. It doesn't happen. But it does happen to people. They lose themselves. We walk the streets like a Ben Torah. When I was a bacher in yeshiva in Passaic, every bacher walked the streets wearing a hat and jacket. There's no halacha of wearing a hat and jacket. But there's a nobility. You understand who you are. You don't forget who you are. And when you are a Ben Torah. When you're davening, you're a Ben Torah. When you walk in the streets, you're a Ben Torah. When you walk into the dining room. Some people, they get into the dining room, they become animals. Like, all of a sudden, a person has to remember. Everywhere I am, I'm always a Ben Torah. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.